أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا لبعولتهن أو آبائهن أو آباء بعولتهن أو أبنائهن أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء صدق الله العظيم. Still discussing ayah number 31, the next portion of it. In the previous portion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made an exception for the covering of the woman insofar as her hijab is concerned. In this portion also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes another exception. And that exception is, Allah says, وَلَا يُبَدِينَ زِينَتَهُنْ. She should not expose her adornment or her beauty, إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنْ, except for her husband. Now between husband and wife, there is no satr, there is no aura, and there is no hijab. That will be understood by one and all. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْ آبَائِهِنْ, or her father, or their fathers, a woman, her father, and similarly her grandfather, great-grandfathers, etc., all will be included in this, that she does not have to make parda or hijab from them. Obviously, she has to cover that part of her body that she would normally cover insofar as her satr is concerned, like her hands, etc., need to be covered. أَوْ آبَاءِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that the fathers of their husbands, in other words, their fathers-in-law, or for that matter, even their grandfathers-in-law, etc., for all of them, she does not have to make hijab. أَوْ أَبَنَائِهِنَّ, or their own children, in other words, the sons of a woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given her that amount of concession. And then Allah says, أَوْ أَبَنَائِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ, or the sons of their husbands. A woman gets married, and previously to her marriage, her husband had sons from another wife, then, or the other way around, that her husband is married to someone else, and from that marriage he has sons, and then this woman gets married. In all these cases, the husband's sons, from between them, there is no hijab. O ikhwanihinna, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, their brothers, and this will be their brothers from their own mothers and fathers, or what we term as stepbrothers, common mother or common fathers, all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that there is no hijab. O bani ikhwanihinna, or the sons of their brothers, in other words, their nephews, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has relieved them of that obligation. O bani akhawatihinna, or the sons of their sisters, and it will be the same case, whether the sisters were from the same mothers and fathers, blood sisters, or whether what we term as stepsisters, common mother, common father, all of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has relieved them of that obligation. Now when we look at all this, we will understand that there are two very basic issues. One is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this close family relationship, which is termed as the mahram. Mahram is that person whom one would not be able to marry forever. And hence, because of the close family relationship, it is more unlikely that a person will have any form of inclination towards a woman that is so close, a father to the daughter, or a son to the mother, brother to the sister. That is in the normal, that is the normal human being. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also taken into consideration that these people are living together in the same community, or rather in the same home, and because they live in the same home, it becomes absolutely difficult for a woman to walk around in full hijab, covering herself, not exposing herself to people that are so close around her. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made these into exclusions. We'll just do one more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O nisa ihinna, or they women. Here they women most of the commentators have stated that this will refer to women who are Muslim also and to non-Muslim women. However, there are a group of ulama that have stated that insofar as non-Muslim women are concerned, our women should also take care and be cautious. Obviously, if a woman goes to another woman for some form of medical treatment, or if a woman goes to a male for some form of medical treatment, and then there is need and necessity for her to expose some part of her body, obviously there, for those reasons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve her of the obligation of hijab and parda. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made some of these exclusions for the woman, and from here also we can understand that the whole objective is not to impose difficulty upon anyone. The objective is not to impose difficulty either on the woman or the man, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done so, so that the community will remain pure, there will be chastity that will remain prevalent in the community. One other very important aspect is this, that many may be in hijab, many may be in parda, etc., but the clothing in itself is also the hijab and also the frame of mind and the heart also. That it doesn't mean that a woman is now covered, she can speak illicitly to anyone else. It is like a man who is wearing and donning the ihram. One is the clothing of ihram and one is the state of ihram. To wear the ihram now, if a person wears the two pieces of cloth, and nobody will say that that person is in ihram. So wearing the clothing of ihram is one aspect, and then abstaining from the prohibitions of the ihram, that is another aspect that needs to also come into being. Then only would we regard that person in ihram. He wears the ihram and then he violates the rules of ihram. Obviously that person is a gunagar and a sinner in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is the adornment of the hijab, the adornment of the parda, the seclusion, etc. And the other is the state, that is the frame of mind and the heart. In other words, one should abstain and refrain from speaking to the opposite gender illicitly, with passion, with desire, etc. Then that will be the full hijab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from them. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them those concessions. On the other hand, the ulama have written that if perchance a woman is not in the state of hijab, she is not in a state of seclusion and she doesn't cover herself, then that does not give the opposite gender, the male, the license to look at such women unnecessarily. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayhi.